Arthur Browning thought he was just going to check the traps on his farm one morning back in 1927. What he found was a far bigger prize than any pelt, for what was under his farm was more important than anything above ground. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
over. Anything he might need.
There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Arthur Browning never imagined what he'd find while hunting and trapping on his farm.
He had lived on this property his whole life, hunted on the hillside, and he discovered it by checking a coon trap, and it's been open to the public ever since for 85 years.
Jennifer Rawson says what Browning discovered is today known as Bluff Dweller's Cavern in Knoll, Missouri. It's named for its first inhabitants, who lived in the shelter of the bluff.
The very early civilization date back about 5,000 BC, about 7,000 years ago. They found artifacts, tools, bones underneath the original opening of the cave.
But at some point, thousands of years ago, part of the bluff eroded and covered the natural entrance. The cave was sealed from discovery until Arthur Browning found it. And what he found were examples of many cave formations.
We've got cave popcorn, cave coral, we've got draperies, sawtooth drapes, a lake. Critters that actually show up for work, to have a cave system where you actually get to go in and they say salamanders are there, you actually get to see them. That makes us special too.
The drapery formation here is special. It can create music.
The different sounds and the tones of that musical chimes is the drapery. It's a flowstone into a drapery, which allows us to play it and create sounds.
To me, it sounds like a cross between chimes and bongos, but it's all played by striking the stone drapery formation in the cave. The formations and passages were all discovered and cleared by the Browning family, and the cave remains in the family today, descendants of a man who simply went to check his traps and discovered a cave. Traveling the countryside in Knoll, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.